Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, July 26th, 2018. I'm Bradley Chambers. First up, we have a look at all we know about Apple Watch Series 4. This year's Apple Watch will mark the first major design shift since the design's introduction in 2015. According to reliable Apple analyst Ming-Ching Kuo, Apple plans to reduce the bezel size on the Apple Watch, giving it a larger display and a more seamless transition from screen to edge. In a report back in March, he explained that the new Apple Watch models would feature a display roughly 15% bigger than the current Apple Watch Series 3. More recently, he claimed that the Apple Watch Series 4 will feature a 1.57-inch and 1.78-inch displays for the 38mm and 42mm models, respectively. Because of the Apple Watch's sizable current bezels, these increases in screen size will come with no overall increase in body size. For comparison's sake, the Apple Watch Series 3 features a 1.5-inch and 1.65-inch screen display for the 38mm and 42mm models, making this a sizable upgrade when you consider just how small the footprint of the Apple Watch is. Similar to what the iPhone 7 did for the home button, this year's Apple Watch could also adopt a new solid-state button. A report from Fast Company last month detailed how Apple would ditch the current physical digital crown and side buttons in favor of one powered by its haptic engine. Essentially, the side button on the Apple Watch would no longer be a real button. Instead, when you press it, it will feel like a real button, but that feedback would be powered by the haptic engine rather than actual movement. Meanwhile, the digital crown is said to be still physically a scroll wheel, but a press would be likely simulated by the haptic engine. This change means a few things for Apple Watch Series 4. For one, improvements to waterproofing would be possible thanks to the lack of physical gap between the buttons and the Apple Watch itself. Further, as Fast Company explained at the time, solid-state buttons also take up less space than traditional buttons, freeing up internal space for bigger battery, among other things. It's no secret that Apple has also put a strong focus on health and activity with the Apple Watch. WatchOS 5 includes further improvements to those aspects with things such as activity competitions, automatic workout detection, and more. In terms of hardware upgrades, Ming-Ching Kuo indicates this month that the Apple Watch Series 4 will include an improved heart rate detection system. What exactly this means is unclear at this point, as the Apple Watch is already believed to have the most accurate heart rate detection of any smartwatch. The Apple Watch Series 3 also made some notable step forwards in speed and performance thanks to its new dual-core S3 processor. There's certainly room for improvement. It's currently unclear as to what processor the Series 4 will feature, but if history is any indication, we do know that Apple will likely call it the S4 processor. What improvements such processor will bring are unclear at this time. Next up, an apparent patent troll is suing Apple for claimed patent infringement over Siri's control of HomeKit devices. Patently, Apple notes that Speakware owns a 2002 patent entitled Hands-Free Voice-Operated Remote Control Transmitter. It claims that Apple's use of Siri to control appliances infringes this patent. A casual reading of the patent does not appear to support the contention. What the company appears to have patented is adding voice control to an existing remote-controlled appliance. However, the use of extremely broad claims, as typical with patent applications, means the company could argue its case. The company claims that the patent is infringed by the iPhone 6S and later, the 6th-gen iPad, and on the HomePod. It's also suing Samsung and Microsoft, but oddly enough, not Amazon. Patently, Apple notes that the case was filed in the California Central District Court, but no judge has yet been assigned. Since it's Friday, let's check in with Trevor from 9 to 5 Toys.
Our top deals this weekend include the Best Buy Black Friday in July event, which is now live through Saturday with deals on Apple Watch Series 3, iPad Pro, and iTunes gift cards up to 15% off. Speaking of iTunes, you don't want to miss the massive movie sale that it currently has going, which includes 10 film bundles for $20, $5 essentials, and much more. We've linked all of the best deals in the show notes below, and as always, be sure to give us a follow on Twitter over at 9to5toys, where you'll find all of the best deals and coolest new gear every day.
Read these stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcasts and Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.